What's good? What's good? It's your favorite homie, Commotion, and welcome to Coded Black once again, man. How y'all feeling today, y'all? On this beautiful Friday in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully it's beautiful wherever you all are. But man, you know, as you all know, I've been making a lot of moves, just trying to set myself up for success, man. Supporting and promoting black businesses, and just demonstrating positive vibrations for my people, man. Because we need it, man. It's getting crazier and crazier every day. So speaking of positive vibrations, that's what I want to talk about briefly, you know. I ain't gonna talk y'all head off this Friday, man. About to go take a nap in a minute myself. But I think raising your vibrations, period, takes time, man. Because we're around so much negativity. You got negativity at work, negativity at school, at church, ironically speaking. Anywhere, you know? On the news, every time you turn on TV, it's reality shows. So let's talk about how Commotion raises and has raised his vibrations. So I think it starts with meditation and constantly thinking like, okay, how can I look at this situation differently? So for example, say for instance, it's raining and you're on the way to a business meeting. You did everything you were supposed to do. You woke up early. You got all your plans together. You ate good. You went to sleep on the right time the previous night, and it's raining outside. Started storming out of nowhere. It was a nice morning. As soon as you step out the house, it starts storming, right? Now on the way to your car, you step in a puddle of mud. It gets all on your shoes. These are your only business attire type shoes. So you go wipe your shoes off, right? You didn't know that was gonna happen. And you get them cleaned off, and then your car starts sputtering a little bit. Now you just got an oil change, just got a tune up and everything. But fast forward, you're supposed to be at the meeting by 8. You woke up about 5:30. The meeting place is about 30 minutes away, 30 to 45 minutes away. You woke up with more than enough time. Stepped out the house. Now, this situation could be turned into a negative situation. Oh man, I'm running late. Dog, what's going on, man? This is crazy, yo. I don't understand what's going on, man. Or you could look at it as, okay, you know what? Let me go ahead and call these people and let them know I'm gonna be a little late. Had an unexpected emergency. Now, being that you looked at it that way, you're able to articulate what you want to say in the meeting better and in a more professional manner, as opposed to you looking at it from a negative standpoint. Oh man, what's going on? You get to the meeting, you're all flustered. You're not articulating things the way you should. Your plans is all scrambled because you was so focused on getting to the meeting in a prompt manner, which is understandable. But you was already late, so you could have stopped and gathered your papers, gathered yourself, meditated real quick, prayed, or whatever your faith is, and you could have won in the meeting, right? Those are two different ways that you could have looked at it, you know? That's just an example. I mean, but these are the things that we need to look at to raise our positive energy, man. Because everyone has positive energy. Anyone has the potential to be positive. Like, I don't feel like anyone is more capable of being positive than someone else, even if it appears that way. We all have that ability, man. It's just a simple, I'm not gonna say simple, because it's not always simple. But it's just a matter of changing our outlook on life. Which is hard, man. You know, we go through so much. But it starts, everything starts small, man. And what I mean by that is, by simply the example that I just stated. For the next business meeting, maybe you would go off that last business meeting and say, you know what? Let me look at the forecast for this next business meeting. I already got the date. I got the time. I got the place. I know how early I need to go to bed. I know how early I need to wake up. Let me get my shoes together like I did last time. Let me check this forecast and let me see if this portal was somewhere else. When I step out the house, let me, you know, let me do the necessary prior footwork. You know, and that's all you can really do as a human being, man. Because things are going to happen in life. And it took me a long time to understand that, man. It really did. I was a playful kid. And, you know, they always called me a slow bloomer. And my mom always told me wasn't nothing wrong with that. As well as other family members, you know? But, you know, there's always an elevation that can occur in one's life. And my elevation was me going to the Army. So, you know, that goes into the next aspect of positive vibrations. Sometimes you have to change your scenery or make some type of change in your life to propel yourself to the next point. And we know this. And if we don't know it, you know, there are signs that are placed in front of us. Whether you want to believe it's God, I believe it's God. Or whether you want to just believe in a higher power. Whatever it is, there are signs throughout our lives that are always placed in front of us. For us to make that change to ourselves to receive the blessing overflow that we are meant to receive. Or receive the miracle or good luck, whatever you want to call it. There are always signs, man. We have to read those signs. And we have to stop believing that we in ourselves can do anything. And which we can, you know what I'm saying? You can do anything you put your mind to, but we have to stop thinking that we don't need any help. Because everyone on the road to success has had help in some shape, form, or some sort of manner, you know? And I'm talking to myself as well, because, you know, I'm one of those people that think they can do everything by themselves if people don't want to help. And it's just not true, man. So I feel like as a people, we need to humble ourselves, man. And that's how I'm able to go support another business. Even if it's another podcast like mine, I'm able to go support them and help them promote their business or their podcast or their brand. Because I'm not insecure about my own well-being. And I feel like once we go deep, which a lot of people don't like to do, they like to stay on the surface. But once we go deep, I think a lot of people will be more at peace, man, and feel more free-minded. You know what I'm saying? Without smoking. Smoking always enhances it, but that's temporary. A temporary high. What I want to bring to the table for you all and my other supporters and everyone that is around and engulfed in Coded Black is I want to bring a positive vibe all the time, a permanent high. Even when things are not going so good in our lives, I want people to be able to come around my establishment, my organization, brand, podcast, movement, and feel enlightened and feel a natural high, man. You know, and people always ask me, what is the point of Coded Black? Well, that's one point. There are various angles and perimeters and areas of Coded Black, man. That's one, though. And that is one of the founding points. Positive vibrations, man. Hey, man, that's all I gotta say, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to hit y'all with some enlightenment, man. If you already didn't have none, or maybe I can add to your natural high or your enlightenment. You know what I'm saying, man? Well, we can make it happen, dog. You know? Queen, K, king, God, goddess, you know what I'm saying? Royalty. My beautiful black people, man. I love y'all, man. I really do, dog. And you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to be able to speak on this podcast. Even though I'm not always consistent, I apologize. I'm making moves, y'all. But it's a blessing to be able to speak on here, man. And really just voice my opinion on things and try to raise the positive energy, man. You know? But yeah, man, that's all I really got to say, man. You all can follow me on Instagram at coded_black. That's CODD_BLACK. And follow me on Facebook, CODD:BLACK. That's Facebook. I was on Twitter, but I ain't really with that like that. I can't really get jiggy with Twitter, man. But look, man, on this Friday, y'all, remember to stay positive, man. Remember to do you. Be secure. Be confident. Have a beautiful, illustrious, elegant, superb Friday, man. With that being said, man, you already know the goal is to educate, inspire, enlighten. EIE. And always remember, always remember, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion checking out. Slam the gavel with a racist passion. Got you waiting on appeals, but your patience is passing. And all you got to offer is a fight. It's too late to run to Christ once you caught up in his life. Look. Tears, they don't fly here. And if you don't die here, you're supposed to fly leers. 365 years like a dog year. No wonder why these niggas 20 and got white hairs. Stressing like they 40 and some change. Slowly in this game, all my homies is in pain. And Brody is the slang, but it don't mean he your brother. It don't mean you can trust him. It don't mean that he love you. And we was raised wrong, but we stayed strong. And when we kept it real, we got faked on. And when we showed up, we got flaked on. Why them niggas story getting cake homes? I bet my life I'm a dice shaker. Electric lights on a skyscraper. It's up and downs for a real nigga. But you'll be lame all your life, hater. Mac 10 in my black Benz. Show me signals of betrayal, can't be back friends. Long flights get my mind right. Victory to me is when you spend your time right. Victory to me is when you get your grind right. Victory to me is when you get your minds right, niggas. Got this shit twisted like Jean-Michel Basquiat destroyed his pictures. Self-inflicted homicide, don't pull the trigger. I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute. Regardless what you into, regardless what you been through, I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.